Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. But at any rate,
We're going to bow our heads for a moment of prayer, and then we're going to go ahead on and get into this study for the night. Like I said, it's a special study tonight. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. And thanking you, Father God, for what it is, life, health, and strength. Thank you, Father God, that we are still on top of the ground and not under the ground. And we want to say thank you, Father God. And we also want to ask that you will be with the sick and the shut-in bereaved families all over this land and country, Father God. Bless each and every person that you see them stand in the need of. In Jesus' name, we pray this, Father God. And then, Father God, we ask that, that you will bless this Bible study and all the ears that it's going to fall on. And let it not only be just laid on the ears, but let them become doers of the word as well. Father God, we just give you the praise. And then, Lord, when we come down to the end of this journey, never to come this way again, when we get down to the river of Jordan, we ask that you will shape your word as a vessel to ferry our souls on into Beulah land, that we can rest, rule, and abide with you henceforth, now and forevermore. Let everybody say amen. All right, Brother Hammerman, we're going to go ahead on here now. Like I say, I want to, I do have a couple of announcements I want to make. And then again, then we're going to go on this tonight, special little study. It's not in the traditional Bible study tonight. I did a little twist in that. It came to me, the Holy Spirit brought it to my attention earlier to do it. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it in my own way. I'm not gonna reference a lot of scripture. I'm just gonna tell you where to go, and if you wanna do anything. But I will let the technology work for us tonight. We will be coming from. I'm gonna let the technology work from Saint Luke, from the Lord's Gospel according to Saint Luke. Hey there, Jackie. I'm sorry. I just saw you there. How you doing? I'm glad you're in here. You made it. God bless you. Happy holidays to you. I want y'all to go to St. Luke tonight and the second chapter, St. Luke, and I'm gonna let the technology work for me, and we're gonna let it read here, and y'all stand by for just a few seconds. Let us read this, listen to these a few scriptures if you don't mind.
And it came to pass in those days that they went out to decree to Caesar Augustus all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one, into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Amen. 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 We're going to stop it right there. We're going to stop it right there. In other words, that's enough for what I got to do tonight. On tonight. Like I said, this is the untraditional tonight. Just a little special thing that the Spirit came to me to do. And I thank everybody. You think that people would know this, but y'all, we cannot assume that everybody knows what we know. Because we are students and studied the Bible all of our lives. And we can't think that everybody else has, because a lot of people have not even picked up a Bible. And even if they picked it up to throw it somewhere to get it out of their way. So we can't assume that people know all this stuff. So therefore, my job as a teacher, I'm going to do what I came here to do. First of all, just from the scripture reading, I want to have, like I said, I told y'all I had a few announcements that I wanted to make, and just to go ahead on and keep this thing in the proper setting. Tonight, I want to reference the hymn, the old song everybody sings at this time of the year, called Go Tell It on the Mountain. Go Tell It on the Mountain. Over the years and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. We wanna spotlight that one tonight, that hymn, that great hymn. And I told y'all I had a couple of announcements I wanted to make, and I'll do it right here on this for the local for the local community. We are having at my home church, Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, where our pastor is, Pastor Christopher Williams, we will be having our annual Christmas dinner on this Saturday, the 18th. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's going to begin at 12 until we get to the finish. In other words, a lot of time they're ready to go when they want to get through. We're going to start and we're going to finish when we finish, point blank. But we are hoping that everybody come out in the community with not only a dinner for our church membership, but it's also for the community. And we are hoping that everybody will come out. Anybody that wants the Christmas dinner, feel free to come out to Antioch Missionary Baptist Church on this Saturday, the 18th, between the hours of 12. It'll start at 12 until we finish. And you can come by and get you your Christmas dinner. Compliments of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, where I serve as a deacon as well as minister of music. And we are thanking God for each and every one that will take part in this here ordeal, which is the membership we have. We all thank God for our culinary department, which is headed up by Deaconess Queen Jackson, which is she's also a cousin of mine. In other words, we thank God for her. We have had bereavement in our family this week. We buried one of our own, Brother Lonnie Jackson. So, you know, God is still in the heat of business, and he's still caring us. In other words, so we just want to thank God for Sister Queen and all of her staff at the Culinary Department of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church and everybody else who's involved. Can't call everybody's name, but y'all know who y'all are. But at any rate, we are thanking God for that, and we will have our usual third Sunday service. We are full-time ministry now. We thank God for that. We will be in the sanctuary on Sunday morning. And so with that said, y'all, we said, go tell it on the mountain. Y'all heard the scripture reading. And this is what I come to tell y'all tonight. God laid it on my heart to speak this and to show it. In other words, in the tradition, a lot of people use the Luke 2 as to tell the traditional Christians, by the first Christian family, which is Joseph and Mary. I'm here today, tonight, to talk about Joseph, Mary, and the donkey. Now, y'all, the reason I say that, I got my reason why I say that, because some of you don't know this yet. Now, you will know it after tonight. But the reason I say this is Joseph, Mary, I'm going to talk about Joseph, Mary, and the donkey. It's because of the fact that I have a song that I wrote years ago called Joseph, Mary, and the Donkey. Now, we all know the traditional thing, the way I tell them, because I told you I used to tell the traditional Christmas story every year with my grand when they was around. And I had them back here teaching them keyboard and whatnot, and I enjoyed them so much. Kind of missed those days. But nevertheless, time, I want to tell y'all a different twist to this thing. Now, this time of the year, most people are very generous this time of the year. Everybody's happy. The children are playing, and they're laughing, and they're full of joy. And we know why the children are like that, because of the faith of the belief of, you know what I mean, the Saint Nicholas is supposed to be arriving on that night. In other words, y'all know what I'm talking about. Ain't no sense in spoiling things for the young ones. And everybody, because we all been young. And in other words, and I know when I was young and coming up and didn't know no better, but there was a joyous time. We all just was over elated with joy and just having a good time. And even to the adult, the grown people, as we call, they was even had a special demeanor about themselves this time of the year. Because of the fact of it, we call it Christmas, the birth of Christ, which is, they said, the cliche say, the reason for the season. But in my opinion, Jesus is the reason for every season. If you really want to know the absolute truth about the matter, Jesus is the season for the reason for every season. But at any rate, the Lord would allow me to say a few words tonight to get y'all to see something that I've seen for quite a long time. You see, Joseph and Mary and the donkey, they live in a city in North Israel called Nazareth. That's where they was living at this particular time. All right? And then Caesar Augustus made a decree. Caesar Augustus made a decree that the whole world, the known world, in other words, he called it a census, y'all. We have them now. We ever so often, we have them now. A census be taken to account for the people in a community or nation or whatever. We have them now. Matter of fact, we've had one not too long ago. But this is what it was. But now, it was no coincidence. Y'all follow me now. I want you to follow me now. I'm not going to be long. I'm going to try to get through with this thing real quickly because I will continue it next week because along with the traditional telling of this Christmas story. But at any rate, it wasn't an accident. It wasn't by chance that Caesar Augustus called this census that would require every man now, not woman, but every man, to go back to the home of his nativity, the place of his birth. For those of you that may not know what that means, nativity means the place of your birth. Like me, my nativity is over in Custer, Georgia, in a place, in a community called the MacDonald Woods. That's my nativity. That's where I was born. Well, Joseph, by this census, see, we got to realize now, you got to go. I'm telling y'all Bible students, I'm trying to give you I'm trying to show y'all how important it is to know your Bible. You see, I don't have a Bible in my hand. It's in here. It's in my heart. See, in the book of Micah, in the Old Testament, it said where the baby Jesus was to be born for him. He had to be born in Bethlehem. Why? Because that's what the prophecy said. That's what the prophecy said. So therefore, we see now why Caesar Augustus made this decree. Now, Caesar Augustus, more than likely, he didn't know nothing about that prophecy. He was a pagan. He didn't know nothing about the Jewish book. He was a pagan. But see, God would use even the devil to get his will done. Y'all, let me tell you, don't you remember Nebuchadnezzar? Uncle Nebuchadnezzar, God used him to get the children of Israel out of Israel, to get them out of Judah, because they failed to keep the land Sabbath. And he used Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah. So it's no surprise. Every now, y'all, it is no surprise that Caesar Augustus called this festival right at this time. Okay, like I told y'all now, all right. Remember now, the prophet Michael had already prophesied that Jesus had to be born in Bethlehem. But now we got a problem. Mary is full with child. Mary's full with child. And in Nazareth, 100 miles away from Bethlehem. 100 miles away from Bethlehem. At least that far. It's at least that far. Well now, when Caesar Augustus made this decree, this made Joseph have to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Because Joseph was a direct, humanly descendant of King David. I'm taking y'all somewhere, whether you know it or not. You ought to know where I'm going with this. You Bible scholars ought to know where I'm going. Joseph was a natural descendant of King David. Now, we're going to pause a second. Let me tell you why that was important. Y'all, let me tell you something. You think you were born by accident? No. You were not born by accident. It wasn't a mistake between your mom and your daddy. God chose your parents. Yes, God did that. God chose the parents that you have. He did that. He handpicked them. You are exactly where God wanted you to be. This is how when he got ready to come into this world as Jesus. Y'all remember now, Jesus is just God in the flesh. That's all it is. That's all it is. When God got ready to come, he picked his family. He picked Mary to be his mother, and he picked Joseph to be his father. I'm going to tell you why, though. I'm going to tell you why. It's the reason why he did that. Remember now, you got to study your Bible, and you study your scripture. Remember now, God told Adam and Eve in the garden, when he got ready to spell them out, he told Satan that he was going to put enmity between his seed and the woman's seed. Y'all, the woman ain't got no seed. Sorry, women folk, I'm here to tell you. God said that, but it was prophetic. It meant that this was going to be a miracle child because y'all don't have seed. The men do. But see, the baby couldn't come from my seed because he would have had sin. Therefore, it's a miracle child. And then it tells us also in the book of Micah that he had to be born in Bethlehem, not Nazareth. Now look at God orchestrating this thing, y'all. Look at him orchestrating. Look what God did. Now, if you notice, he picked his town. Mary, Joseph. Let's start there. I ain't left out the donkey. I'm going to tell you the donkey part, too. Mary and Joseph. Why? Why Mary and Joseph? Well, didn't the Bible tell us, or don't the Bible tell us, I should say, that Jesus would be and sit on the throne of his father David forever, right? That's what the Bible tells us, right? David. That was his descendant. Well. Remember now, Jesus is a miracle child. This God in the flesh. No man, no natural man's blood in his body. Because his blood is without sin. But in order to be legal in this earth, you got to come through the womb. If you don't come through the womb, you are not legal on this earth. So look what God did. He chose the man Joseph. See, y'all follow me now. It makes sense if you can just put on your head. Take your hat off and put it on the hanger somewhere and listen to what I'm saying. It makes sense. If Jesus was going to be heir to the throne of David, he had to do it legally. And the legal descendant of David was Joseph. Chose Joseph to be Jesus' earthly father. That gave him the right to be in the line of David. Yep, y'all, read your Bible. You got to study. I haven't told y'all you better study. It's right there in the book, but you got to study. It ain't going to jump out the page and just get in your head. You got to study. That was the number one reason why God chose Joseph, because that gave Jesus legal right to the throne. It gave him legal right, because the legal way into the world is through the womb. That's the only way into legal. If you're in this world and you didn't come from a woman's womb, you're illegal. You don't belong here. Now, let's look at Mary. Why did he choose Mary? You got to understand your Bible again. Go to the book of the law. In the book of the law, God specifically told Hood would always be from the tribe of Levi. Huh? My Bible scholar, where you at? Where you at? My Bible scholar, where you at? The priesthood would always come from the tribe of Levi. Remember now, Moses was a Levite. Aaron was the Levite. He was the first high priest. They were Levite. Now, I guess you say, well, minute, man, what you talk about Levites and everything? You said Mary was the mother of Jesus. Yes, Mary was the earthly mother Mary was the legal entry into the womb. Her womb was the legal entry for God to come into this world. But you don't fail to realize y'all ain't reading your Bible and you're not studying, because if you look at the story, at the Christmas story, it leading up to the birth of Christ, when Gabriel told Mary about that she would conceive, John the Baptist was already in the womb of her cousin, Elizabeth. Guess who Elizabeth was married to? Was she married to Zechariah, the high priest? What? A Levite. So therefore, Jesus was both legally who he was supposed to be, being the in the lineage of David through Joseph, and the lineage of the priesthood through Mary. So that made him what? King and priest. What did he say we are? We are a nation of kings and priests, coming from the tribe of Levi and the lineage of David. Jesus was right where he was supposed to be, except for one thing. They had to use the donkey. Here come the donkey now. The donkey had played a part in carrying Mary from Nazareth all the way to Bethlehem. Now, y'all, you talking about, they didn't have no 747 back in them days. They didn't have no Greyhound bus. They didn't have no trailway. The way that most people, common folk, travel was by either camel or donkey. That's the way they travel. Now, you're talking about 100 miles at least from Nazareth, North Israel, to Bethlehem, South Israel. Let me tell you another reason. Kings mostly came from the tribe of Judah. See, y'all, you see why he had to be born in Bethlehem of Judah? Because the king mostly came from Judah, except for one. The very first king, even though it was still in the South Kingdom, it was Benjamin, King Saul. King Saul was of the tribe of Benjamin. But King David and Solomon, which had the greater glory during the reign of Israel history, they had the greater glory. Both of them were from Judah. So therefore, Jesus had to be born in Bethlehem, the same city of David. That's where David was born. Jesus had to be born at the exact same spot. The prophet Micah told us all of this right there in the Word. Y'all, if we study the Word, we can't go wrong. But you got to study. I don't know why we think it's that Word that's going to jump out the book and get in our head and our heart. It's not going to do that. You got to study. Now, we see why God told Mary, because she was kin to the, she was in the lineage of the Levite. That's the priesthood. Joseph was kin to David. That's the kingship. Y'all see what I'm saying? So Jesus was right where he was supposed to be. Why? Because God knows what he's doing. He don't need my help or yours. This is what I be trying to tell people all the time, when they just keep walking the flow, worrying about this, worrying about that, worrying about this. God don't need your help to worry. God got all this stuff already worked out. And so now the donkey carried Mary all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Thank God for the donkey. See, in other words, I said Mary, Joseph, and the donkey. All three had part in the birthing of Jesus Christ. And Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And we have him to pay. We owe him all that we have. We got certain people that don't want to tithe. They figure out all kinds of ways. They don't want to go to service. They don't want to worship. They don't want to do anything. But look at what the price that was paid for us. We ain't got nothing too good for Christ. But nevertheless, he doesn't make us do anything. But Joseph traveled with Mary and that donkey all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem, which was about 100 miles. Y'all, they say an average man can walk. An average man can walk. That's a man in good health and got good legs, not like me. He can walk by 5 miles every hour. A man can walk at least 5 miles an hour. So now if you took that into account. If a man in good health and strength can walk 5 miles, it takes him an hour to walk 5 miles. Now, you let's think about it. You got 5 times 20 is 100, right? So that means it would have taken Joseph straight walking without nonstop. It would have taken him at least 20 hours of walking nonstop from Nazareth to Bethlehem. But now y'all know that that man couldn't walk like that without nonstop. So if we look at that, we look at about a week's journey, because Mary was fully pregnant, big with child. And you know she had to stop. She couldn't just keep riding on that donkey like that. They had to rest. So we look at it that it took at least about 7 to 10 days for Joseph, Mary, and that donkey to get from Nazareth to Bethlehem. But guess what? Just as the prophet Michael said, you, Bethlehem Ephratah, out of you, though you be small, out of you yet will come the Savior. And there he come on the donkey, all the way on the donkey. Thank God for the donkey. And Mary had delivered her firstborn son right there in the cave, out there, and while the shepherd was watching the flock over in the fields by night, our Lord and Savior was being born in the town called Bethlehem, king from his father David, that he's going to sit on the throne of David one day. When he comes again, he's coming back to establish that same kingdom of David, that great kingdom that David had and Solomon. They had the greatest kingdom of the nation of Israel ever had. Let me tell y'all this, and then we're going to close this here Bible study down. And I'm going to start for next week. I'm going to continue. Thank you, Sister Jackie. Thank you. Okay, you can catch the replay. You can catch the replay. David and King Solomon had the greatest reign of Israel. It was one nation at that time. But because of Solomon's sin, the nation was divided. 10 nations in the northern kingdom, 2 nations in the southern, which made up Israel. The 10 nations of the north was called Israel. The two nations in the south, Benjamin and Judah, they was called Judah. But it consists of Benjamin and Judah, the southern kingdom and the northern kingdom. The northern kingdom consists of all the other 10 tribes. The southern kingdom consists of the 2 tribes, Benjamin and Judah. That was after Solomon's sin when the nation was divided. But Jesus, when he comes again, all that's going to come back together. Because not only is Israel going to be one, we all going to be one. That's the only time we're going to ever have unity on this earth. And let me tell y'all another thing. All of you politicians and people that love to talk about government, and you got more confidence in the government than you do our Lord and Savior. But I'm going to tell you something right here and right now. There will be no peace. No peace until the Prince of Peace returns. Now, you can bellyache, you can cry, you can cut up, you can cut the food, you can turn flip, you can swing like tars on a rope or a vine, but there will be no real peace on this earth until the Prince of Peace returns. Now, you can take that to the bank. We thank God for you. Thank God for you, Jackie, Brother Hammond Man, for being a part of the Bible study. And anybody else that perhaps maybe has seen a little bit of it and just kept on going, that's your prerogative. But we're going to still teach the Word of God. Until next time, we will continue this discussion on next week, coming up to the Christmas. And we will continue this same discussion, but I'll bring more of the traditional way into it maybe on next week. But I wanted to let y'all know, to give y'all those roadmaps and signs, this stuff did not happen by accident, created by God himself. Even your birth was orchestrated by God. Your mom and your daddy didn't have you by accident. I don't care what they said about that back seat of that car. No. God knew what he was doing. He put you right where you need to be. And at the proper time, if you're living now, this is because God meant for us to be here at this proper time. Because the Bible tells us in Galatians, when the fullness of time came, God sent his son. Wait, the fullness of time. It wasn't before. It wasn't too early. It wasn't too late. But it was right at the proper time. So if you are here, you got a job to do. We all got a job to do. Some of us just don't know it yet. So with that said, we're going to end this here Bible study tonight in a proper way. And we're going to say thank you to Sister Jagger and Brother Hammerman. Thank y'all so much for attending. And now may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these our people, henceforth, now, forevermore. Let everybody say amen. Thank y'all, Sister Jagger. Thank y'all, Brother Hammerman. Thank the both of you, and y'all have a blessed week and have a blessed weekend and happy holidays. See you next week if the Lord's will.